Good morning, 741 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons is with us. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to have you. Anything overnight we need to know about before I forget to ask? I sometimes forget to ask. Anything incidents, big incidents happen overnight?
No, I just checked. Nothing significant happened overnight, which is
great.
Good, right?
Best news. Yeah. We're not looking forward to a press conference later today. Seems like it happens often enough. Let's start with this. I think it turned out to be not much of a story, but there was a threat maybe last week against it. I wasn't sure whether it was Success Academy or Achieve Academy or what was the situation here. Is this?
Yeah, there was a 13-year-old that was upset about missing the bus and made some threats to shoot up the school. So we responded. I'll be honest, I don't know if we arrested the individual as a 13-year-old. Okay. So a lot of times we work with the schools and try to figure out what's the best avenue for that. If someone brings a weapon to school, they're going to be charged. Or if there's some attempt to move towards a threat, move and carry out that threat, then we would make an arrest. But I don't know what the outcome was this one, because the student, as I understand it, was already in some trouble, from some past stuff. I think they were adding that to the past trouble.
Okay. And this is the school of typically serves like kids who have already had trouble at regular school, right? I mean, second chance kind of schools.
Yeah, I don't know, it's not the typical school that you would send your children to.
A pickup truck was found in the Escambia River near Bluff Springs Recreation Area.
Yeah, there was a report that I think it was a red pickup truck, looked like half it was submerged, and so they gave us a call up there around Century, and we sent our dive team out there because our concern was that someone may have crashed into that. Or there was some evidence, maybe it was stolen and that sort of thing. But we get up there and it was really nothing to it. Unfortunately, no one was injured in the truck. They pulled the truck out and I guess returned to the owner.
Not in a weird enough position or place that it really needs explanation, except for it is weird for somebody to drive their truck into the river and leave it.
And bail on it. Yeah.
But I mean, I see boats like this all the time, so maybe it's not that weird for the truck. I don't know. Depends on the quality of the truck, I suppose. Sunday morning, we had a shooting near Chimes Park on W Street. Two people were shot. Is that right?
Yeah, it looks now like there was two cars involved. One car had been reported to be downtown at a bar, and then they moved to, I think it's Chaser's Lounge up in that area. And when they left that parking lot about a block or so away, another car pulled up to them and just started shooting. At this point, it looks like it was not random. It was intentionally targeting those individuals that were in that car. Two males were hit. One of them is deceased, and one of them, as I understand, is still hospitalized.
Mm. And so do we have any leads particularly?
We do have some leads. Okay. We have some information. Obviously, we're asking if anyone has additional information to give us a call and let us know. But at this point, the investigation continues, and we're working towards some resolution.
Okay. This was, to me, one of I find I have gotten a little bit accustomed to the drugs and gangs and retaliation, and in your brain you try to categorize these things, and domestic is in the one hand and crime and gangs and drugs are on the other hand. This is one where I think, my God, this kind of stuff, because it seems like it could sort of happen to anybody. You had a minor traffic collision, and then the people who were on the one side of the traffic collision got in an argument with the other one, and they followed him home and shot him. What happened here?
Yeah. Sometimes we get varying stories about what took place, but as we understand
So put all of this within the asterisk.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me go backwards.
Correct. Okay.
There's three teenagers at a man's house over off Fairfield, and he ends up getting shot and killed. So there are several shots fired at this individual.
So three teenagers plus him.
Yes. Three teenagers, and then he was there. Two of the teenagers apparently shot at him, and then they fled. So they're from Santa Rosa County.
Okay.
And then as we go back, and we say, okay, what took place? And the understanding is that there was their vehicle got into a fender bender or a traffic accident with the victim, the ultimate victim.
Okay.
And they followed him to the house. Why? I don't really know. I don't know why they don't call law enforcement and report this thing, this traffic accident. But the bottom line is they found themselves, or they went to intentionally, to this house where a shooting occurred, and an individual is dead, and two teenagers are charged with the homicide.
And we don't. Was it the fender bender that led to them meeting and getting into a fight? Was there a pre-existing relationship?
The claim is that there was a
crime involved aside from this.
The claim is that there was a fender bender that led to them. Oh, okay, we'll follow you to the house now. Oh,
okay,
why they went there? I'll get you money. I'll pay for it, or whatever we're gonna do. I don't know the complete details of that story, but the story goes there was a fender bender and that led to the house. All I know is that the man is dead.
Yeah.
And two teenagers from Santa Rosa County were charged with it.
And let's be real clear. Don't bring people to your house to give them money that are total strangers that you bump into. I mean, it's the kind of thing you can understand. Like, maybe somebody's not insured and they think they're going to avoid problems. They don't want to call the cops because they're uninsured or, you know, whatever. But you put yourselves at risk when you don't go through the official process, right?
Yeah. Again, I'm not sure I'm buying all this.
Okay, fair enough.
To be honest. So that's all I can say.
All right, fair enough. We had an inmate at the jail, kill another inmate. And it seemed to me like maybe they were in the infirmary at the time. What happened here?
Yeah, my understanding is there were two individuals that were in the infirmary. There was a 36-year-old Jorge Velasquez was in with a 42-year-old victim. Ultimate victim. They were in the infirmary at the jail. They got into a...
Which is quite big. The old infirmary was tiny. The new infirmary is enormous. Or at least it's a large space, yeah.
Yeah, but I understand they were sharing a cell.
Okay.
I mean, again, a lot of people were in the infirmary at any given moment. They were in a cell. And the victim suffered some head injuries. And originally, we charged them. We don't run the jail, as you know.
Right.
So the Skim County Jail, they call us, and we do a report, as we would anywhere else. And we charged him with aggravated battery because the injury seemed severe. Ultimately, the injuries took his life. And so we're working with the state attorney's office to, they obviously know this now.
Yeah.
And they will, as I understand it, increase those charges related to the death, the homicide.
Only because you mentioned it, we seem to periodically have this question come up, you know, should the jail revert back to you guys? Obviously, the county took it away from the sheriff several years ago. Do you have a position on that? Do you want the jail back?
Do I want the jail back?
Do you want the jail back? Do you think it's better for the county if the sheriff's office runs the... Have you guys even had that conversation with the county lately?
We've got a whole new
board coming in, too. So.
Yeah, I have not. I've been pretty clear about the fact that I think that from a citizen and taxpayer standpoint, that the jail should be run by the sheriff. There's a reason that of the 67 counties, all but, I don't know, less than 10, the counties actually run the jail. By statute, the county is responsible for the jail, but typically what they will do is they will request that the sheriff or someone else become the chief corrections officer. By statute, you have to have one of those.
Okay.
And in this case, the county's running the jail. I'm not, do I want the jail? I just think that the sheriff should run the jail.
Okay.
I think there are efficiencies. You can get recruiting and training and everything from buying uniforms to transportation, everything could be run a little bit more efficient, but that's entirely up to the Board of County of County Commissioners.
Yeah, just only because it came up, and obviously you were the assistant county administrator, and you were over corrections at the time, so you've got a lot of experience.
I was that chief corrections officer. Yeah.
So yeah, we also had, and pardon me, but I think this is probably the weirdest one of the week. There was a birthday party in Cantonment, and what I know about this is that a woman wound up chasing some kids with a butcher's knife.
Yeah, that's basically it. How crazy is this? So a lady decides that she is going decides for whatever reason that during a birthday party, and there were 11-year-olds, so I'm assuming the birthday party was for people that were about 11 to 12-year-olds.
Okay.
And she decides to chase some people around with a knife. Ends up cutting a 17-year-old in the hand. During this escapade, and at one point she is carrying a 1-year-old and chasing 11-year-olds with what is described as a butcher knife. That's crazy.
She's carrying a 1-year-old running around chasing 11-year-olds with a butcher's knife at a kid's birthday party.
That's correct, and that's what she's in jail for.
Okay.
You know, who does that?
Yeah.
Well, the people that go to jail, who does that? That's who does it.
Yes. I hate to ask because I expect there's probably not an answer, but do we know why?
No.
Okay.
She was angered for some reason. Something. Who knows? Okay. Birthday parties can be
apparently stressful or something. I mean, I don't. Okay. All right. I'm glad the only injury was cut to the hand and not something much worse.
It could have been terrible.
Could have been a lot of bad things, right? All right. Well, wow. Yeah. Don't know where to go with this one. I did want to ask you, there was a story out of, I think it's Arkansas, that has gotten a lot of headlines. The shortest version of it is that this family has a teenage daughter. I think she was either 13 or 14 last summer, and apparently was raped by a guy who's significantly older, groomed, allegedly, 67-year-old man. They have a restraining order against him, order protection order against him. And apparently he's wanted for other crimes, and maybe the victim is also a witness to some of that or knows, has knowledge about that, so maybe. So the dad of the girl wakes up in the middle of the night, and the dogs are barking, and it's her dog, and says, well, he shouldn't be barking, goes to her room, she's not there. They call 911, he gets in his truck, goes driving around, finds her in this guy's car driving around the neighborhood. Here things are a little bit unclear, but apparently gets into some kind of a confrontation with him and winds up shooting this guy and killing him. And now the dad is being charged with at least manslaughter. Apparently he's a military guy. There's been, you know, she's tried to raise funds for him in his defense or whatever. I know everything depends on the circumstance. The thoughts?
My thoughts are that he shouldn't have been messing with a 13-year-old. He shouldn't have been violating a restraining order. He certainly should not have been in a car with her late at night. And here, he should have fought the dad. Seems to me like the dad was protecting himself. Now, I don't know all the scenario, all the situation, and all the, you know, nuances of the situation. But to me, as I said, the tie goes to the runner if one individual is, you know, trespassing on your property, or mm-hmm. one individual mm-hmm. is starting the fight, or one individual is doing some terrible things to your daughter. I don't think that you're going to get my sympathy as a sheriff if you put yourself in that situation, because I like to put myself in a situation of the reasonable person.
Right.
I like to put myself in a situation, you know, from a sheriff's standpoint, but also, hey, what about, you know, a father in this particular circumstance? Is it reasonable to think that his daughter was in danger to go to see them? Yes.
Right.
Is it reasonable to confront this guy? I think that you've got to do something to protect your family. And we talk about that a lot.
Yeah. Yep.
Is it reasonable to believe this guy tried to harm you? Sure.
Yeah. I you know, we talk a lot about, are you in fear of your life or the life or limb of somebody mm-hmm. else? And, you know, being a dad, imagine your teenage daughter in this car late at night with a guy you believe raped her and has an order of protection out against him. I don't think there's anybody in the known universe that doesn't sympathize with the dad and doesn't think, well, what would I do in that circumstance? And, you know, it's hard to imagine a case where that guy comes out alive.
Yeah,
but you can't go vengefully executing right. the law. But if he did anything to participate in or threaten or menace or make the debt, you know, it's like, okay, like you said, tie goes to the runner, especially under these circumstances.
At the time you're rescuing your daughter.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, there's a confrontation and, you know, this guy has everything to lose.
Yeah.
You know, he's desperate. I would think that if anything, this investigation would take us a long time to investigate. We'd really have to look at every little piece of this.
And that's what I figured. I just wanted to, you know, it's always good to check my intuitions against, you know, what the expert, which yeah, is,
but it's like you said, I can't say go ahead and, you know, and assassinate somebody or kill
right.
somebody. That's not cool. But I do think that when you look at the scenario, what why are they there in the first place, mm-hmm. and what's the scenario that brought them together, and then what is the most realistic scenario, and that is that this guy was probably fighting him, you know, because he knew he was going to go to jail for a long time.
Right. Sheriff Chip Simmons, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for keeping us informed and teaching us about the law all the time. And certainly for your deputies and all the work. No, seriously. I mean, I learned so much from doing this. So I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
And we'll let you know that our hurricane response team is heading back now.
Oh,
they've
good.
Completed
okay.
their task in Hillsborough County. And
this
obviously,
is team two.
Shout out to them.
This is the second
team. The second one. First yep. one was the Helene. This is the Milton squad coming back today. So
outstanding.
We're certainly proud of them.
We absolutely appreciate that.